The following message from Pastor Greg Laurie is made possible by some special friends of this ministry. Pastor Greg?
I wanted to say a special word of thanks to the Harvest Partners who make this ministry possible.
Next time you're online, check out Pastor Greg's personal blog at blog.greglaurie.com.
Sometimes we learn some hard lessons. Today, Pastor Greg Laurie warns us never put another person up on a pedestal.
You know, sometimes we put our faith in a preacher, and then we're shocked when people let us down. That's it. I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. Hypocrite. Wait, did you build your faith on that man? Well, then you're in trouble. You made an idol out of a person. Build your faith on Christ. He will not disappoint you at any time.
This is the day.
Growth doesn't happen automatically. It takes effort, persistence, and determination. When people come to Christ, they need to learn how to grow spiritually. We'll discuss that today here on A New Beginning. It's perfect timing given the number of people who made decisions for the Lord this past weekend at Harvest, Georgia. Today, Pastor Greg Laurie helps us avoid the common pitfalls new believers fall into, and instead set our focus on Christ and His plan for our lives.
God has given you everything that you need to grow spiritually. The Bible tells us that the Lord is keeping us by His power through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's 1 Peter 1:5. So God is keeping us. But then we read over in the book of Jude to keep yourself in the love of God. So is that a contradiction? No, it's just two sides of the same coin. God will keep you, but you need to keep yourself in the love of God. There's God's part. And then it is your part. And we're going to discover that here in Matthew 13 and what is often called the parable of the sower. I think you could just as easily call it the parable of the soils. Here in this story, we discover the seed of the Word of God falling on different types of soil representing the human heart. Some flourish, some do not. We see God's work and we see man's work. You see, God sows that seed in your heart, but you decide what kind of soil your heart will be. God has given you everything that you need to grow spiritually. The Bible tells us that the Lord is keeping us by His power through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's 1 Peter 1:5. So God is keeping us. But then we read over in the book of Jude to keep yourself in the love of God. So is that a contradiction? No, it's just two sides of the same coin. God will keep you, but you need to keep yourself in the love of God. There's God's part, and then it is your part. So why do some succeed spiritually and others fail? Answer, because they choose to. It's not a single choice you make one day. It's hundreds, even thousands of choices they make over the lifetime to do the right thing or to do the wrong thing. So we see that played out for us in the parable of the soils or the parable of the sower. So here is Jesus connecting to His audience, if you will, speaking in a way that will be understood by His listeners. There was probably a guy out there sowing seed when He gave this parable. Maybe even our Lord gestured toward him. And He says, okay, so a sower went out to sow seed. And some seed fell on rocky ground on the roadside, and the birds swooped down and ate it, and the seed never took root. Then some seed fell on ground that was embedded with rocks, and because it could not get rooted properly, it shot up but withered in the blazing sun. Then other seed fell on soil that was embedded with thorns and weeds. And though the seed began to grow into a plant, it was slowly but surely choked out by the weeds. And finally, some seed fell on good ground and brought forth a lot of fruit. That's a paraphrase of the parable. So now we see these four soils. Let's start with the first one. We'll call them highway hearers. Verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Now, this is a group of people that you tell about Jesus, and they just don't respond. In fact, they might even respond with a certain degree of hostility. They don't want it in their life. How can the heart of a human get so hard? Only one answer. It's sin. Sin hardens the heart, and the heart that is hardened sins even more. The easiest way to get a hard heart is by exposure to the Word of God and unwillingness to receive it. Proverbs 29:1 says, "He who is often rebuked hardens his heart and will be suddenly destroyed without remedy." Or another translation puts it this way, "For people who hate discipline only get more stubborn. There'll come a day when life tumbles in and they break, but then it will be too late to help them." So this is the first category. They just have hard hearts, and there's nothing you are going to say that is going to dissuade them from this point of view. Now we come to category number two, and I think this is especially relevant in light of our crusade. We'll call them rocky road hearers. Verse 20, "He who received the seed on stony places is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. But he has no root in himself and endures only for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles." In contrast to the hard-heartedness or indifference of the highway hearers, these are folks that have no real depth or root. You know, when you go to Israel today, one thing you'll notice is there are a lot of rocks. And there are rocks underneath the soil as well. So sometimes a seed can be sown, but it can't get rooted because of the rocks. This is a picture of the person that seems to have the most dramatic, off-the-hook conversion you have ever witnessed. This is a person that is transformed overnight. They come in hard and resistant, and they walk out overflowing with excitement and passion. And then a week goes by, maybe a month, and they're gone. Gone with the wind. And so you call them up and say, "Where have you been? I haven't seen you at church." "Oh, I'm not into that anymore." "Why not?" "Oh, I just psyched myself into it. You know, I just did it because my friends did it." They have a shallow emotional experience. So you ask the question, well, are these people who became Christians then lost their salvation? No. These are people that never had salvation to begin with. You say, "But Greg, I saw results in their life, and they said Jesus a lot, and they had a really giant Bible. They must have been a Christian." No, by their fruit you shall know them. And when we say fruit, we mean long-term fruit. Listen, here's how you know who a Christian is compared to a non-Christian, or even a person who made a profession of faith. It's where they end up. A prodigal will always find his way home. But if a person makes a profession of faith and they walk away from it and never return, I suggest to you they were never a Christian to start with. You might say, "Well, what do you base that on?" Base it on 1 John, loose paraphrase. It says, "They went out from us. They didn't continue with us. If they had really been of us, they would have stayed with us. But because they left, it showed they were never really with us." It's where you end up. So this is this category. You know, sometimes people, after they make that profession of faith, are shocked to find it's not all that easy to be a Christian. The emotional high wears off, and two things come into play, and Jesus identifies them: tribulation and persecution. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you're going to find tribulation in your life. The Bible even says those that would enter the kingdom of God must do so through tribulation. This would include trials and hardships that come in life. But Jesus specifically says it's because of the word. See, when you become a Christian, your family may not be all that excited. And they're going to start mocking you. They're going to call you a holier than thou, a Jesus freak. You know, "We don't want anything to do with you any longer." And that brings us to the next one. It's persecution. Paul said, "All that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." And the word persecute means to be chased, driven away, and pursued. And sometimes persecution can be violent, can't it? The pages of church history are filled with the stories of courageous men, women, and even children who died for their faith. And even in society today, in culture today, we see Christians being martyred. We see this group known as ISIS over in Iraq and Syria hunting down Christians. We see them decapitating journalists and cutting Christians in half and crucifying followers of Jesus Christ. This is the world we're living in. You say, Greg, you're freaking me out. Well, sorry. But if you're going to follow Jesus, it's not always going to be easy. Now, what do we face in persecution? Someone laughed at me the other day, man. I'm throwing in the towel. Seriously? People dying for their faith and you're upset because someone laughed at you? Man up or woman up. Be a woman or a man of God. But if you can't handle it, if you can't take persecution, then you're not going to make it. But let me say, having put all that in your plate, also that God will give you the strength to face whatever you face. He'll give you that strength to get through it. Because Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, and lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. So that's the second category. One last thing I'd like to say about the second category. Sometimes people build their faith on the wrong foundation. They went forward at an invitation because their friend did. So if their friend falls away, they fall away. You know, sometimes we put our faith in a church, or we put our faith in a preacher, or we put our faith in something else, and then we're shocked when people let us down. The only one to place your faith on is Christ himself. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:11, no one can lay any foundation other than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Listen, sometimes we make idols out of people. You say, not me, man. I never make an idol out of a person. Really? Then why is it when sometimes if a spiritual leader fails or a pastor falls, you act as though God himself just died? That's it. I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. Hypocrite. Wait, did you build your faith on that man? Did you build your faith on that church? Did you build your faith on that spiritual person you looked up to? Well, then you're in trouble. You made an idol out of a person. Build your faith on Christ. He will not disappoint you at any time. And by the way, I'm not getting ready to make some big announcement, okay? So don't relax. Was this building up to something? No, don't. No, okay, I'm not. So, but the point is that he is the only foundation that will sustain us in times of hardship.
You're listening to A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie. And today's message, The Parable of Spiritual Growth, available at harvest.org. And keep in mind, you can plug into more of Pastor Greg's insights anytime through all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also watch the Harvest channel on the Roku streaming player for your TV. And don't forget our Harvest app for Android and for iPhones, iPads, iPods, and Apple TV. Get details at harvest.org. Well, Pastor Greg continues now with his study called The Parable of Spiritual Growth.
Now we have the next category, the third category, those that are choked out by weeds and thorns. Verse 14, those that fell among thorns are those when they have heard the word go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and they bring no fruit to perfection. Choked. You know, my granddaughter Stella, mentioning her again, was choking me the other day. She thought this was very entertaining. She came up from behind, choking. I go, okay, that's good. Don't do it anymore. I was acting like it was hurting more than it was. And then she comes up to me the next day, Papa, can I choke you again? Yeah, let's not make that a habit, okay? Because I'm afraid she'll still be doing that 25 years from now, and it would be fatal for me, all right? But the point is that the seed is sown, but it's choked. Now, think about planting flowers, and you care for them, and you watch over them, and you water them, and you fertilize them, and if there's a snail, you remove it, or aphids, or anything else like that. And then there are weeds, man. They just grow without any help at all. You can have a flower that's grown an inch and a weed that's grown 14 feet in the same period of time. It's gone from an 8-foot weed to Jack and the Beanstalk. So the weeds grow, and it's gradual, but it's sure, and the weeds choke out the growth of the seed, the flower, the plant. And this is very important. I want you to notice it's not just things that choke it out. Jesus speaks of the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, see? The cares, riches, and pleasures of this life. So for some, it could be riches. It could be material things. For another, it might be cares, just the anxieties and pressures of life that we all have. We all have to make a living. We all have bills to pay. We have children to raise. We have our health. We hope it stays strong. And sometimes people are all stressed out about, you know, living longer. And they hang around in health food stores all the time. I have to say, I'm a little alarmed by some people I see in health food stores. I don't frequent them all that often, but I feel like saying sometimes, you know, people, the 60s are over. Because, you know, you see the old guys that are bald with long ponytails. It's like, sir, please stop, all right? But, you know, I think that people want to live the longest life they can, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, we have to remember that God is the one who decides the length of our life. Now, we may have something to say about the quality of our life. God determines the quantity. But don't get all stressed out about that, and you start forgetting about God. You can be so concerned or obsessed with physical things, you forget about spiritual things. Suddenly, TV is more important than the Bible. Movies more important than church. Things on earth more important than treasures in heaven, and it can choke you out. That brings us to one last category. This is where we want to land. We want to be a fruitful hearer. Verse 15. But on the good ground are those who, with an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with perseverance. Patience is the word used, but perseverance is a better translation. See, you determine what kind of soil your heart will be. And this brings us to the secret to spiritual growth. What is it? What's the secret? The secret is this. To grow spiritually, you must abide in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 15, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. He who abides in me brings forth much fruit. By this is my Father glorified, that you bring forth much fruit. But what does it mean to abide? It means to stay in a given place. So let's say you planted a tree in your front yard and you were admiring it one day, sitting on your porch in your rocking chair. And you thought, you know, that tree would be way better in the backyard. So you dig it up, take it to the backyard, plant it there, leave it there for a day or two. You think, you know, that was a mistake. I should have left it in the front yard. So you dig it up again, put it in your front yard. Then you change your mind again and put it in your backyard. Guess what? That tree's going to die because it's never getting rooted. So you have a person, they say they're a Christian, and they read the Bible. When they think about it, this day, they forget about it for a week, get to it later. They go to church when it occurs to them. They skip church. They jump to different churches. They don't land anywhere. They have no prayer life. See, to abide in Christ means to maintain communion with him. It means to open his word every day. It means to be an active, vital part of the church. It means to have a prayer life, and you're drawing your sustenance and your strength from that relationship with him. Abide in him, and you'll bring forth fruit. And that's what God wants to see in our lives. Notice in verse 23, Jesus said, he that hears the word and understands it. Others heard it, but only the last ones understood it. They applied what they had heard. We all have that choice. And if we make the right choice to hear it and apply it, the following will happen, verse 23, will produce fruits. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Which of these four are you? Are you a highway hearer? You hear the word, just bounces off like water off a duck's back. Or are you a person who has thorns and weeds in your life that chokes out the word, a thorny hearer? Or maybe you're a rocky road hearer. You know, there was a moment in your life where you made a profession of faith, but then you just walked away from it. It's not too late to change that because you've heard the word. And the fact of the matter is God will hold us responsible for what we have heard. And if you are not in that place spiritually where you need to be today, this would be the perfect time to make that recommitment to Christ. Or if you've never made it before, to make that first time commitment to be a real Christian. Not one that just goes when they're in the mood to church, and not just one that calls on the Lord when they're in need, but one that walks with the Lord through the day, through the week, through the month, and through the year. The one that wants to abide in Jesus Christ. But listen, if you've joined us today, and most of you have, I'm not going to assume that you're already a Christian. You see, Greg, are there any non-believers left? I think they all went forward at the crusade. Oh, no. There are so many left. We just scratched the surface, if that. And you might be here listening to this, and you need to make this commitment to Christ. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. As we close in prayer, let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for your word. We want to have a receptive heart. And I pray for any that have joined us who may not know you yet. Lord, would you help them to see their need for Jesus? Would you help them to come to you now and receive your forgiveness? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Pastor Greg Laurie, talking about the importance of having a personal relationship with the Lord. And if you'd like to enter into that kind of relationship, Pastor Greg will give you that opportunity in just a moment, so please stay with us. As you listen to Pastor Greg's messages, maybe it would be helpful to have his study notes in front of you. You could get more out of the message, even add your own thoughts. Pastor Greg will send you his message notes free of charge. Just go to radio.harvest.org and click on Connect with Greg. That way you can subscribe to Greg's Notes. You know, Pastor Greg, when I was a kid, my dad and I would sometimes go to see an Angels baseball game. Mm-hmm. And we had a tradition. We would stop by this great little Italian deli first and pick up these amazing submarine sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And, boy, we'd carry these things back to the car, and within about a minute, that old clunky car just smelled like heaven.
Yes.
And, you know, we'd get to the ballpark, and the game would start, and I'm watching the game, but I'm thinking about that submarine sandwich.
Yeah.
And about the second or the third inning, my dad would say, okay, let's eat. And so we'd unwrap those bad boys, and heads would turn for 50 feet around us as,
yeah,
you know, people started smelling these Italian deli submarine sandwiches. Mm. Inevitably, somebody would say, hey, where'd you get those? You know, do they sell them here in the stadium? And we'd say, no, 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 no. These are real Italian deli sandwiches, my friend. Well, you know, we could never make a sandwich like that at home. It's just not even possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that with a lot of things. You can make something yourself, but it's not as good as when a professional makes it.
Yeah.
Some people feel that way about Bible study. You know, they study the Word on their own, but they get so much more out of it when they study along with you, Pastor Greg. Give us a secret. How can people add a little Italian deli greatness to their Bible study?
Well, you know, Dave, you've just made me, along with thousands of people listening, really hungry. And I remember a place I used to go to as well, an Italian deli. It was called Anthony's. It's since been closed down. But, and you know, even when you walk in, they have all those meats and cheeses hanging off the ceilings.
Mm, yeah.
And, oh, it's just so amazing. And I think your dad knew a secret, and that was he let that sandwich marinate.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they sit for a while, they're better than when you first get them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, when someone knows what they're doing, it makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, God gifts certain people to do certain things. And one person like that is sitting next to me right now. His name is Jeff Lassane. He's one of the associate pastors here at Harvest. And Jeff has been gifted as a teacher. You know, when God has gifted someone, they make learning fun. They make it interesting. They keep your attention. You don't get bored. And that's a gift from God. And so we're thankful that the Lord has raised up pastor, teachers, evangelists, and such to help us grow spiritually. Well, Pastor Jeff, a great teacher, has written a new book called I Can Teach Better Than You. Now, I did feel that was somewhat of a arrogant title. No, that's not the title. No, the title of the book is Unlocking the Bible. And what I love about Jeff's teaching is he teaches through the Bible. He gives the whole counsel of God. And now he's going to share some of those secrets that you talked about with that excellent submarine sandwich with you. Secrets on how you can unlock the Bible, how you can understand the scripture, how you can interpret what God's word is saying to you. You know, there's some common mistakes people make when they try to study the Bible. Jeff's going to help you avoid the pitfalls and give you some keys, some secrets, if you will, to learning God's word. So we've got a copy of this book, Unlocking the Bible, with your name on it. And if you'll get a hold of us, contact us, we'll send it to you as quickly as possible. And we would also encourage you in advance to send a gift of any size, and whatever you send will be used to help us to continue to teach God's word and proclaim the gospel. So don't hesitate. Order right now your own copy of this brand new book by Pastor Jeff Lassane, Unlocking the Bible.
That's right. And Pastor Jeff, let me ask you, you've been studying the Bible for a long time. If I'm not an academic or never really was a particularly good student, is this going to be beyond my reach?
No, because I'm not a great student and I'm not an academic either.
Okay.
So it's on a very much a layman's level and just a brief, easy to understand, but I think very helpful way to understand how we got the Bible, why we can trust it, and understanding how to study it.
All right. Well, once again, the book is called Unlocking the Bible. And as Pastor Greg said, we'd be happy to send this your way to thank you for your gift of any size. It's that investment in these daily Bible studies that allows them to continue each day. And we really do appreciate your help. In fact, we rely on your help. Without it, we couldn't be here. So thanks for contacting us right away. We won't be mentioning this resource much longer. So get in touch with your donation and be sure to ask for Pastor Jeff's book, Unlocking the Bible. You can write a New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514, or go online to harvest.org. And our phone number is 1-800-821-3300, 1-800-821-3300. And then if you'd like to make the decision to invite Christ into your life today, Pastor Greg would like to help you.
Maybe God's been speaking to your heart. And if so, you can make a personal commitment to Jesus Christ right where you are. You might ask, well, how does one do that? It's as simple as prayer. Jesus says he stands at the door and knocks. And if you'll hear his voice and open the door, he'll come in. That's right. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart right now. I'd like to lead you in a word of prayer to receive Jesus Christ into your life. If you would like to make this commitment to him, why don't you bow your head and pray with me right now? Pray this prayer. Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I know that I've sinned against you and I turn from it now. And I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross and rising again from the dead for me. Now write my name in your book of life and help me to be your disciple. Thank you for coming into my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you just prayed that prayer, Jesus Christ has taken residence in your heart. The Bible promises that for as many as received him, he gave them the power to become sons of God. And if you've just received him in that word of prayer, he has come in to be your Lord and Savior. Dave's going to tell you about some important materials we'd like to send you in the mail, but let me be the first to welcome you into the family of God.
Yeah, the materials Pastor Greg mentioned are all contained in something we call our New Believers Growth Packet. It's our way of helping you begin your new life as a Christian. So if you prayed along with Pastor Greg today, let us send this follow-up material your way. Again, you can write a New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514. Or call 1-800-821-3300. That's 1-800-821-3300. Or go online to radio.harvest.org. And click on Did You Pray with Pastor Greg? Well, next time, Pastor Greg returns to his popular teaching series, The Greatest Stories Ever Told, for a message called How to Find Eternal Life. That's next time.
The preceding message from Greg Laurie was made possible by Harvest Partners, helping people everywhere know God. Sign up for Pastor Greg's free daily email devotions at harvest.org.